And guys, we've gotten pretty far here without even talking about just the two stablecoin tokens. Can you just explain, I guess, the staking version and then just the non-stake version and how they work?
Yeah, so the staked version is basically exposure to the underlying loan book that's going to trade at a NAV, net asset value, that will just linearly increase over time, in theory, right? That's kind of the structure. So what you're buying there is you're just buying the yield from a mix of T-bills, like you guys mentioned, and the GPU loans. The unstaked version is a stablecoin. And importantly, there is no exposure by the unstaked version to the underlying GPU loans. It's only backed by T-bills. And the main reason why we have this stablecoin paired with this debt product is these are, you know, the payments and lending business work very well in concert with each other. We have this thesis that the next wave of a successful stablecoin has to be purpose-driven. It's not going to compete with Circle and Tether on the basis of being equally as good at being worth a dollar, but rather that there is a unique edge that that stablecoin has that Circle and Tether don't have. To us, the opportunity that is in front of us on the stablecoin side is the ability to settle compute contracts with that stablecoin using the lending business as a Trojan horse to get into the payments business. So what I mean by that is if I am giving a 10% interest rate loan and my borrowers expect to pay 10%, I can say, I will reduce your interest rate on your loan, but in return for that, you need to make your loan payments in USDAI, and you need to get your customers to pay in USDAI. And they can then go to their customers and say, I will give you a lower rental rate, because if you settle in this stablecoin, then I get a lower interest rate. So I make the same amount of money regardless. And this just works its way up the value chain such that you end up with your end customers, you know, hopefully settling in this stablecoin, because everyone's getting a discount. And then what's happening ultimately is there's no discount that's being borne by the SUSDAI holders. They're going to get the same 10% rate the whole time. And the reason is because as more USDAI, the payment stablecoin supply increases, that's all making treasury bill rate 4.5% or whatever, 3.5%. And all of that T-bill yield goes back to the staked tokens. So what's happening is you keep the same 10% rate, but now instead of it being based on these GPU loans that have all these nuances and possible risks associated with it, it's now a much lower risk because all of that yield is just coming from this business. But you've used the lending business to be able to wedge your way into the payments business in the first place. Tether and Circle are not going to compete in, you know, AI compute contract settlement because they can't give those users any reason to use USDC or USDT because there's no incentive for them to give, right? Whereas we have this other prong of the business that can basically be used to do that.
And even Ben Affleck understands this. I'm not sure if you saw the clip. He's like, yeah, like all this AI stuff, why are they really doing this? It's to pay the data centers. I'm like, there's one step after that. It's the data center loans, actually. It's not, and the loans are set by Wall Street, right? Like when you pay for an AI agent, like it pays cents to the dollar, that's paying for a subscription. Your $200 a month for Claude, which is paying $2 an hour for your H200, which is paying interest rate. So everything in AI is paying the interest rate. Everything is paying the compute loans. NVIDIA has 500 billion of GPU selling in the next five quarters. 490 million of debt financing. Like it's all debt. And I don't think people realize that is just an interest rate. And that's why we call ourselves the interest rate of artificial intelligence.
And who knew a guy from Southie knew so much about AI data centers? Amazing, Ben Affleck. I think you guys explained that really well. And I think a lot of that just kind of clicked, the whole payment side. That wasn't even anything on my radar. So yeah, that's very interesting.